This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, we'll start off with some national ag news this morning. The EPA released its draft report on ecological risks of atrazine in June of this year as part of its re-registration process for the herbicide. If the assessment recommendations are allowed to stand, farmers would essentially lose access to atrazine, and that would cost a lot of money. The National Corn Growers Association says the EPA report could cost the industry up to $2.5 billion in yield losses and increased production costs, all at a time when you know the incomes are down sharply. A 2012 University of Chicago study showed that farming without atrazine would cost farmers an extra $59 per acre. That's a large boost in costs when farm incomes have dropped 55% in the past 2 years. A jump in costs that high would not only affect producers, but it would also have ramifications across the entire agribusiness industry. National Corn Growers Association First Vice President Wesley Spurlock of Texas is urging farmers to contact the EPA and voice their concerns. Atrazine has been a mainstay of corn, sorghum, and sugarcane farmers for 50 years, and some of the toughest weeds are resistant to other herbicides, but they're not resistant to atrazine. Well, I had a very enjoyable ag day at the Illinois State Fair on Tuesday. I ran into several people from around the area, and one of those was the Illinois Director of Natural Resources, Wayne Rosenthal of Morrisonville. Wayne and I had a nice conversation about Conservation World, the enormous amount of rain the fairgrounds saw over the last week, and, of course, hunting season. Wayne, originally from Morrisonville, know the station, know us.
I know you very well, you know, and I was a state representative down there for 4 years and prior to this appointment, and represented the people, and it was really an honor and pleasure to do that.
Well, it's great to be talking with you here at the State Fair, and we want to talk about Conservation World, is that when we think of natural resources, that's one thing that comes to mind as activities go at the fair. So what do we have happening there this year?
Well, as always, we have the BB guns down there, and we have archery, and we have fishing for the kids. We got fly fishing out on the big ponds with instructors on how to do it. And then, of course, we got the wildlife biologists and the fisheries there. So anybody's got any questions about the outdoors, they can find it there. And like I say, we have a lot of shade in that area. So it's a good place to get away from the rest of the hustle and bustle of the fairgrounds.
Yes. Well, it sounds like lots of great activities and, you know, natural resources. We've seen some rain over the past few days at the fair. So fill us in on what happened over the weekend and how we've been recovering.
Yeah, Friday night, we actually exited and got everybody out of Conservation World by 5:30, and the storms hit shortly after that, and they had close to a little less than 4 inches in an hour, the first part of the rain, and Happy Hollow had up to 5 feet of water in it, and our conservation police actually took the boat out and rescued some animals and some folks over the in the trailers, because we had people camping down there with their trailers, and I think 40 out of 58 trailers were destroyed just from the high water. And but, you know, that's one of the things that our guys do on a regular basis, you know, like down at Kincaid when they had the floods in last December. They were there to help rescue and recover in that case. But that's one of the things we do is we patrol the waters, and we have the sonar if we have to go looking for bodies that happen to be lost in the water.
Also, I want to mention something that's coming up. We're rounding out summer with the fair and fall season. It brings in hunting season,
yes.
Department of Natural Resources, hunting licenses, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's one of the things that happened with the storm the other night. The system went down, but we are still processing licenses, permits, and most of the deer permits have been sent out. Their lotteries are coming up. The first ever bobcat season, the lottery starts for that in September. There's going to be 500 permits issued, but it's a lottery system. Anything that would happen to be left over would be first come, first serve, but I expect all the 500 permits to be taken. And that's the first year, and then we'll see how that goes from there.
And I'm assuming the reason those permits are being issued, we're seeing a rise in the population of bobcats?
Yeah, and that was initially my legislation, and they finally passed last year and got the governor's signature, and we got approval from the feds. Southern Illinois and Western Illinois have we have 3,000 to 5,000 bobcats population here, continuing to grow at 6 to 9% a year. And the reason that I introduced the legislation was because we had livestock producers that were losing calves, lambs, goats to bobcats, and so the reason that the bill is there is to help control that population.
Wayne, it's been great talking with you. Anything that I haven't asked that you'd like to mention?
No, it just looks like the weather for the fair is going to be really good for the next 3 days, and I'd encourage people to come out and enjoy the fair and take advantage of some of the opportunities out here at the fairgrounds.
Wayne Rosenthal, the Illinois Director of Natural Resources from Morrisonville. I also had a chance to visit with Ed and Diane Murphy of Farmersville. Ed and his family have been showing mules at the fair for 36 years, and needless to say, they're pretty proud of their animals. Ed, another year at the state fair. You've competed in some classes so far, so fill us in on how you've done.
Well, we had the champion mare mule with a year in Hope. She was our orphan mule last year, and she's really come along, filled out well, and she was a champion mare mule. And then we also had the champion horse mule, and the four mules abreast, which, you know, that's kind of up to what the judge likes, just four mules, how they all look together, and, you know, it's just, we was happy to get that.
Well, good. Congratulations on those wins so far, and now tonight you have another class that you'll be showing in.
We're going to drive a two-mule hitch, a three-mule hitch, which we call the unicorn. That's two in the back, one in the front, and then we're going to drive the four-mule hitch, two and a two. So that will complete, you know, this year's Illinois State Fair.
How has the summer been for you so far? Have you showed at other fairs, and how have you done?
This is our third fair. We have done really good. You can't win all the time, everything, but we get our share. We get our share.
Well, great to hear. And remind us again, how many mules you have at home?
We have a total of 13 mules and a jack and a jennet, and we're going to maybe start raising our own jacks and jack stock.
And you do have a colt right now, on the ground.
We do have a colt. The colt's name is Cindy. We like short, easy names, and we never use the same name twice. An interesting story on that, some mules that we had sold a long time ago, a gentleman saw our mules on Facebook and got a hold of my son and told the mules names and said, yeah, I remember when we had them mules. Megan and I forget the other mule's name now, but that's probably 10, 12 years ago we had them.
All right, and we've talked before, and you've said this, but you do welcome visitors to stop by and come see the mules.
Oh, yeah, visitors anytime. We're always happy to show the mules off, and we're proud of the mules.
Once again, Ed Murphy of Murphy's Mules in Farmersville. And I did find out that the mules received first place in their competition on Tuesday night, and that was the two-mule hitch. So congratulations to the Murphys on another successful year at the Illinois State Fair. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.